Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead Him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, there's no one to guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and His messenger. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate. And from the two of them, He scattered forth many men and many women. And be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. And indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters, which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, accept our dua, and O Allah, please forgive us. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati. Wa tawassaw bil haqq. Wa tawassaw bis sabr. By the time mankind is indeed lost, except those who have faith and believe and enjoin and doing righteous deeds and advising each other to truth and advising each other to patience. And this is one of the first surahs that we learned for the most part. And when we look at this particular surah, It is so weighty in wisdom, because Allah talks about the time. And in this verse, Allah takes an oath on time. Allah sometimes approves and strengthens His verses through vows. And He sometimes uses the names of some beings when He vows to indicate the importance and the value of these beings for man. So here in this verse, Allah manifests the excellence of time to make us understand that every moment is significant for success. You know, we have to look at this. This is one of the things that we have to look at about appreciating time. They have a concept called time management. How are we managing our time? And Allah says, verily, mankind is lost. And when the Quran states that conclusively that man is lost, mankind is lost, it implies that they are losers in both this world and in the hereafter. Except for those who? Those who believe and do good works and enjoin one another in truth and patience. You know, we have to look at that, the verse specifically, we look at the third verse. You know, the last of this verse, it mentions that Allah mentions that the conditions upon which our success and failure depends. What are the conditions? The first important condition is belief. Belief in Allah and His attributes. Belief in the hereafter and the reckoning. Reward and punishment, the divine books and the prophets. Just belief. Belief. It's weighty. Even with La ilaha illallah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, if it was placed on one side of the scale and all of creation was placed on the other side of the scale, it would outweigh all of creation. The second condition is the willingness to perform righteous deeds. In the words of the prophets, you know, ﷺ, he said that righteousness is good behavior and sin is what fluctuates in your heart, what fluctuates in your chest, and you would hate for people to discover that about you. And so we have to be of those who are practicing righteousness. That's our job description based on Surah Al-Asr. And thirdly, the verse asks us to enjoin one another towards truth and patience. In other words, encouraging others to be righteous. You know, we should live in isolation, but rather try to create a believing and righteous society by encouraging one another. As the Prophet ﷺ said, that a Muslim should not touch a thing unless they improve it. So if we're touching the society, we should work to improve it. Regarding the comprehensiveness of Surah Al-Asr, Imam Shafi Rahimullah, he said, if the people only considered this verse, well, it alone would be sufficient for them for their guidance. And so when we look at that, that's from a giant in Islam. This surah, is the importance of it is that we should be people of integrity. We should have integrity, speaking the truth, even if it's not in our favor. As Allah says, being a witness against yourself, encouraging others to be patient, and encouraging others to persevere, to struggle, not allow yourself to become disillusioned. We should also help others find the way. In other words, we should never stop giving the dawah. When I first came into Islam, there were so many Muslims giving dawah. We've become lax in that. So it's important to continue to not treat Islam like a private club. We should be the best representatives of Islam. We should present Islam in the best of lights. You know, we should always be cognizant that Allah is aware of all that we do, brothers and sisters. We have to understand that. You know, like, for instance, we have supercomputers that can do amazing things. But the quantification that Allah will have, it's immeasurable. It's immeasurable. We can't even conceive the quantification. As he says, he knows when every leaf, if a leaf falls. We must beware of this fact and not tire of doing good. Not tire of doing good. We should never burn out on doing good, brothers and sisters. Yes, take care of yourself, but you want to be one who does good. This surah is a reminder of who we're supposed to be. We have to strive to be our best selves. We have to strive to be of those who are working towards changing the society. You know, this time is just an entity. It only exists in this world. It won't exist in the hereafter. You know, we often have difficulty accepting this concept, and that can lead to despair. That can lead to ways of developing an attitude of ingratitude, whereas Muslims, we should have an attitude of gratitude and doing all things. These are some of the things that we have to work on, brothers and sisters, because as Allah says, by the token of time, mankind is lost except for those who enjoin in the mutual teachings of truth with patience and constancy. So these are some of the things that we have to work on and use this particular surah specifically if you are a new Muslim. If you are a new Muslim, to be able to find ways of learning the deen, not only learning the deen from an intellectual perspective, but learning the deen so that you are able to teach others. And even the original Muslims, they would only know a little bit, but they would teach what they knew. If they only knew a few verses, they would teach what they knew. You know, as they say, that iman can be practicing what you know. Practicing what you know. So if, you know, you can memorize the whole Quran, and if you're not practicing it, what good is it? You're just a book. You're just could be placed on the shelf. You know, I worked with people when I worked in Saudi Arabia who memorized lots of Quran, but they couldn't stop shooting heroin. They couldn't stop using drugs. They couldn't stop engaging in behaviors that were inconsistent with who we are supposed to be as Muslims. So these are some of the things that we have to work on, that Islam is not just something that makes us parrots. You know, we want to use this deen to change ourselves, use this deen to improve our character. As the Prophet ﷺ said, he only came to change character, to improve the character of mankind. And so when we basically recognize that, then Allah will elevate us. Allah will elevate us. We're living in some trying times. Trying times. As the Prophet ﷺ said, that during the last days, people would be killed and not knowing why they are killed, and people will be killing and not knowing why they are killing. We look at this. Look what happened in Atlanta. Look at what happened in Boulder, Colorado. You know, we have to really look at that. These are signs, brothers and sisters. And so we have to increase our ibadah. We have to increase our worship. For those of you who are new Muslims, learn your deen. Learn your deen. But the important thing is not just be of those who want to memorize, but be of those who want to internalize this deen, because that's what elevated all of the previous civilizations that came before. And I truly believe that this country has the ability to replicate Al-Andalus, the Muslim Spain, because you have such a diversity in this society. And that was one of the greatest cooperations between the three great religions, Muslims, Christians, and Jews. And so we have so many people, different people in the society, that I believe that as the Islam grows, we have the ability to repeat, you know, what had happened in Al-Andalus. But we have to work towards showing our better selves. We have to work towards growing in our deen. We have to work towards not only helping the poor, helping the homeless. We should not be of those who, shoo away the people who are struggling. You know, we have to start to put institutions together to not only help the Muslims, but the not yet Muslims. This is one of the things that we have to work on. We have to work on it. And again, by the time mankind is lost, except for those who enjoin in the mutual teachings of truth with patience and constancy. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا لَقْتَنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ وَالَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden that you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector, and grant us the victory over the unbelieving folk.